Welcome to this week's episode of Paranormal United States. This is episode 34, North Dakota.
Yeah, I can't believe we're on the final stretch, as it were. So thank you to everybody who's been watching us so far. So North Dakota this week, there is a lot of weird happenings, as appears to be on all of the states when we start looking into things. But North Dakota, we've got the state capital, which is Bismarck, which lends itself to a local, I say local, is the state library in the capital. And it is home to the Historical Society as well. So I'm going to cover the library building. I'm going to cover off the governor's mansion as well, which has its fair share of hauntings. And I'm also going to talk about something that we don't normally talk about, sanitariums and hospitals. That seems to be quite a popular place for the undead to be frequenting. So
yeah,
it does. I don't know what that is, because although we don't call them sanitariums in the UK, we do call them asylums, though. They were called asylums back in the day. I think there's a couple of old ones that are haunted that people go to, Newsham. Asylum, a hospital.
Yeah, it's just hospitals now, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't think asylum's very politically correct anymore, but sanitarium's what the Americans call it. So I'll go back to the library building first of all in Bismarck. So some of it starts around July 72. Former superintendent of the Historical Society, a guy called James Sperry, was working late one night, and it was around 9 p.m. He was in his second floor office with his dog called Shadow, bit of a weird nighttime name, keeping him company. So he took a break. He and his dog went down to the first floor, or ground floor in the UK, to talk to one of the society archivists, Frank Visraic, who was working late that night. Shadow suddenly started to growl and ran down the hall, straight down the stairs into a darkened basement. Seconds later, one very scared Shadow bolted up the stairs and down the hall with his tail between his legs.
Wow.
They never found out exactly what he saw. But I know with my dogs, if they're coming back with a tail between their legs, they've been pretty scared by something.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Yeah, yeah. And it was down into the basement, which, as you know, in all horror films, in like The Conjuring, if you've ever watched Hell House LLC, the basement is never a good place to go. Nothing good ever comes of a basement. So
I know,
also,
my basement's scary enough as well.
And we've spoken about your basement as well, haven't we? So, yeah, as I say, nothing good comes from a basement. So also one night, James also took the elevator to the basement. He saw a man with a white shirt walk into a storage area that only had one entrance. He followed the man into the storage area, turned right, turned on the light, and no one was there. So who did he follow?
Spooky.
Then working one night late on New Year's Eve in 1969, Frank Visraic all of a sudden was overwhelmed with the feeling that he should leave the building quickly, which he did, without wasting any time. Nothing strange particularly happened, but it was the sense of unease that caused him to just go, you know what, I need to leave. And we know that feeling. We've had that feeling many times.
Not feeling well.
And yeah, once you get that feeling, it's kind of, we've got to go. We've got to go.
Yeah.
So going back a little bit further in time into 1967, another archivist by the name of Lies Van Tien was working overtime with a fellow colleague, a guy called Craig Gannon. All of the other employees had left for the day. And while Lies was working in the sub-basements again, he heard a voice call his name. It said, "Come here, Lies." So this guy wandered through the stacks, expecting to find his colleague Craig. Imagine his surprise when he found Craig two floors up in the building, and it wasn't Craig who was calling his name. I'm not being funny. I would never go to that basement ever again. That's not my kind of place.
No. Very it's weird. Something knows your name.
As soon as they start talking your name, out there. It always reminds me, whenever we talk about basements and such, like, there's the opening scene in the original Ghostbusters from like 1984, where the woman's in the library and the book, she walks past and the book just sort of floats behind her head across to the other side of the library sort of bookcase. I don't know if you remember that. You're maybe a bit young for that. But I remember watching it at cinema, and this old lady just walks through this basement and a book just floats from one side of the bookshelf to the other behind her head. And yeah, that's the image I get in my head every time we talk basements. No. So moving on from the library, we go to the former governance mansion. It's had some manifestations in the mansion, including the old master bedroom where the governor, gentleman by the name of Briggs, died. It's an active area for paranormal activity. The door to the master bedroom opens and closes all by itself. The curtains move by themselves when the room is empty and there's no breeze in the room. Closet doors in the bedroom open and close by themselves, and these doors are massive and heavy. Footsteps are also heard on the staircases. Staff and visitors have heard footsteps over the years on the staircase going into the basement. There we go. And on the staircase leading to the second floor to the attic. So again, never go near a basement. Basement. We could do an episode on basements, probably. Haunted basements.
Basements in North Dakota, by the sounds of it.
Yeah, it does seem like it's quite a weird place for that. So moving on from the former government's mansion, we go to the North Dakota Sanitarium. And it, cool. As all the other sanitariums are that we've spoken about and all the mental hospitals and asylums, it's been voted amongst the most haunted places in the nation. They've all got that tag. But there's no doubt about it. North Dakota can and does appear to be quite a spooky place. This is North Dakota's most notorious haunted spot. It's been investigated by and featured on popular shows like Ghost Adventures. So Zach's been there with his crew. It's considered the one of the most haunted spots, not just in this state, but in the entire country. It's called San Haven Sanatorium, which you will now be seeing a picture of. It's also known as the State Sanitarium, and it's located far north near Dunseith, North Dakota, and has long since been abandoned and continues to get further dilapidated over the years. It's just completely abandoned. It's run down. Nobody does that. So you'll be seeing on the screen now some of the pictures of it all abandoned and dilapidated. And it was built in 1909 for tuberculosis patients. And as that endemic died out, it was used as a place to house patients from the former North Dakota Institute for the Feeble-Minded. And I don't think you can use that kind of phrase anymore.
Now, there seems to be a lot of the places where they became TB hospitals and then became like mental hospitals and stuff.
Yeah.
Quite interesting.
Yeah, and I think some of the people probably stayed on as patients because I don't know how they were treated back then. I'm pretty sure it wasn't like the kind of private or NHS hospitals that we get nowadays. I don't think it was a place you really wanted to go to. I mean, I've seen films like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, those kind of films, which I know is fiction, but they do electric shock therapy, all that kind of frontal lobotomies, horrible stuff. So this was the North Dakota Institution for the Feeble-Minded, so mental asylum, hospital, whatever you want to call it. It saw hundreds of patients over the years of its operation until it was shuttered due to health concerns over those who are being kept there, as we've just discussed, which has indicated a fairly dark, disturbing history of the place. It's been strongly considered haunted by many people. Those that visit it report tons of unusual activity, most believed to be paranormal, because as we know, in the UFO and paranormal field, there's like the paranormal version of what's happening. There is quite often a normal version of what's happening, and so a bit more mundane.
Yeah.
But there are apparitions, there are noises like baby cries coming, and I don't know how you can class some of that as normal. It is currently a private property, so you can't go and sort of trespass on there. And as you can see, these images that I'm posting up, and you can see on the video now, are chilling to say the least, especially when you hear all the accounts of the spooky encounters there. People especially mentioned the fifth floor of the building being extra eerie. There are multiple urban... There are multiple urban legends and myths surrounding the place, especially concerning the rumour of one trespassing explorer falling down an elevator shaft and dying. Wow. So it's not only people that resided there, it's people trespassing and falling down.
Wow.
And the fifth floor, what that's like, the fourth floor in the UK. So that's twice as high as a house falling down. It's not a nice place. I suppose your only saving grace is that you... were in a hospital when you died, I suppose. The property continues to fall into disrepair as time goes on, but spirits that seem to suffer from tuberculosis or misunderstood mental illnesses, because back then there's a lot of things that they didn't understand back then. So those kind of residents may still sort of be part of the fabric of the building. And it's no surprise that this place has been built into a reputation of being haunted. As I mentioned, it is private property, and due to the neglected nature of the buildings, people shouldn't be going in there. And looking at the photos that you've seen, I probably wouldn't go myself. But that is...
Stay away from the elevator shaft as well.
Stay away from the elevator. Stay away from any kind of basement in North Dakota. I think if somebody said, do you want to go to a sanitarium, they've got a basement. Well, no thanks. That's two no's for me. So, yeah. That is episode 34, North Dakota.